Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Klayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klayim refers to Isurim, where the Torah tells us two things on their own are mutter, but you cannot put them together. There are many different categories of Klayim. So let me remind you about a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, Es chukaisai tishmoiru. What does a chak mean? People make a mistake, says the Ramban. People say a chak is a mitzvah that has no reason. Chas v'shalom, of course it has a reason. It's just that we don't know the reason. Only Hashem knows the reason. Es chukai se tishmayru, guard my chukim. Behem techalois arbiya kalayim. This is the iser, not to mate two types of animals together. There is another iser of not working, not plowing together. With, let's say, a donkey and an axe. Though that's learned from a different pasuk. Then the Torah says, Sat chalei sizra klayim. Your field you shall not plant klayim. The Torah asks us planting seeds of different species of grains, beans, or vegetables together, exactly how the Isser is, what's called the Deraisa, what's called the Drabanan, that we'll see Bez Hashem Yisbarach. So there's klayim with animals, there's klayim with plants, and the third type of klayim is what we call shatnes. The pasuk says, Leisil b'shatnes. The pasuk concludes, Ubeget klayim shatnes lo yala alecha. A garment of shatnes, which we know is a mixture of wool and linen, again, we'll be learning more about this later, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, shall not come upon you. So klayim means two things that would be mutter on their own, but you can't put them together. Again, we've broken it down into three categories. What are they? Animals, plants on the field, and clothes. The truth is, what other iser is there where two things on their own are mutter, but you can't put it together? And the answer would be basar b'chalav. Okay, let's see our Mishnah. Masechtas Klayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Hachitim v'hazunin, einan klayim ze b'ze. So we know you're not allowed to plant two types of species together. But that's only two different types of species. What about if someone plants two types of the same plant? For example, there's red wheat and white wheat. So they're different, they look different, but he's not over the Isser. It has to be two totally different types of species. And this is what our mission is going to classify for us. What's called the same type, what's called not the same type. The basis that the Mishnah uses has to do with how it tastes, what it looks like, how similar the leaves are. You can have two types of species that are really very different, but they look alike, or they look like two colors of the same type. They're not usur. Then you can have certain types of plants that are really very different, but Chazal say they're not usur because we know that by Maisa Bereishis these were really one type. Afterwards, it was changed. So there's a variety of different reasons why the Mishnah would say these two types of species, you're allowed to plant together. On the other hand, there can be two types of plants that to us look like the same, but Chazal say, no, they're different. And you can't plant them together. Let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. First, hachitim v'hazunim einam klayim zeh b'zeh. All right, chitim is wheat. What's zunim? So most of these things, even if I would give you the dictionary definition, it wouldn't help much. The dictionary definition to zunin is darnel, D-A-R-N-E-L. Now you know? I don't either. I can tell you be'erich what it says. It's a type of weed, and it grows in fields that produce wheat. And at one point, it looks like the wheat. But then it begins to change a little bit. You think in the times of the Mishnah, your mother would have served you this for breakfast? No. People didn't eat it. But it was used for food for certain types of birds. Therefore, it is considered food. Zok the Mishnah, as we begin Masechtas Klayim, Hachitim v'hazunim, wheat and this zunim, einam klayim zebezeh, are not considered klayim, one with the other. Now, the Batanura says a very interesting thing. We won't learn Batanuras inside, but maybe just this one. It's the second Batanura of the Mishnah. Zakta batanura lefi shekishe hishchisu dar hamabel es darkam. When the dar hamabel did their terrible aveirois and distorted things, haisa oretz gam hi mezanes perisea. The earth also wasn't loyal. and didn't necessarily produce what you planted. They would plant wheat, umetzia, zunim, and out came zunim. But as far as the halachis of klayim are concerned, hilkach, therefore, lo yav a klayim im achutim. If you plant chitim and zunim together, it's not klayim, because originally, it's really one. Avalim sharmin et tfuah, but if you plant it with other types of tfuah, have a klayim, it would be klayim. And then the Batanura explains, v'afal gav de loichazi lemaichel adam, even though you can't eat this zunim, mikal makim, despite that, kivim shemalichim aysim, yimakim lemakim, it is brought from place to place, lemaichel yainim, to give the doves to eat, it's sold as dove food, so therefore it's called eichel, and have a klayim, it could be considered klayim, depending, of course, what you plant it with. Okay. So here's the list. Hachitim vazunim enim klayim zemazah, not klayim, one with the other. Second pair in the Mishnah, hasa'idim, barley, v'shibay lashul, and oats. Even though oats and barley don't look like each other, but it's not klayim. Vaitra says the Mishnah, hakusmoin v'hashifoin, spelt and rye. Hapoil v'hasapir. Poil is a certain type of bean. Sapir is a vegetable in the peas family. Ha-purkidin v'ha-toifach. Purkidin is a different type of pea. It's called a grass pea. Toifach is also something else in the pea family, except it's red. U'poil halov, and literally the white bean. V'ha-she'uyim. A different type of bean that in Arabic was called luvia, says the Batanura. Einam klayim zebezeh. These pairs are not klayim with each other. Now, only these pairs are not klayim. Meaning to say, Chitim and Zunim are not klayim, but Chitim and Sa'orim are klayim. When the Mishnah says, Einam klayim zeh bezeh, the Mishnah means each of these pairs together, they are not klayim, but you can't mix and match here. In Mesechtes Menaches, the Mishnah discusses which types of grain you can mix, and we connect the shear from both to say, you have to separate chal. And over there, the Mishnah says that Kusmin and Chitim are the same mean. And that Shifon is the same as Shibay Lashul and Sa'irim. That's different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah puts Chitim in one category, Sa'irim Shibay Lashul in a different category, Kusman and Shifon in a different category. So the Batanura explains there's a difference in the halachis of Klayim and the halachis of separating Challah. From a dough, you have to separate Challah to give to a Kayim. The halachis of Challah depend on how similar they are when you make a dough out of it. The halachis of Klayim depend and how similar they are when they're growing. That's why there's a difference.